1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show today. We will get you caught up with what's going on sports-wise as we set you up for the weekend. No guest on the show today if you missed it. Thursday, we had Matt McMahon on, talked about a variety of things. You can check that out at our webpage, 1340WNBS.com. Click on sports in a drop-down menu. We'll have our shows. You can get that one and any others that you might have missed at any time. You can also subscribe via iTunes. Just search for Neil Bradley Show and it'll come up. It's, of course, free to subscribe. Let's get you caught up with the high school sports, first of all. Anytime a Crosstown Classic event is happening, it's always big, and last night was no exception. But this was another one that went Murray High's way. Their fantastic season continues from a one-loss standpoint, and last night it was Chase Nelson. He drove in three, Cam Kelly two, as Murray High defeated Callaway County 11-3. It got to be a lot of fun for these kids to get to play at Reagan Field. That's really nice. Really well-pitched game for Will Shelton. He gets the win. He struck out eight. The Tigers are 16-3, having a great season. The Lakers now 6-14. Now, the rains, you know, I don't know how they're going to get anything in this weekend if they hit the forecast, with rain moving in this afternoon, tonight, Saturday night, at least some of Sunday. It's going to play havoc with a lot of the spring schedules and anything you have planned outdoors, to be brutally honest about that. But anyway, it's on the schedule. Maybe somehow they'll dodge the raindrops. Murray High scheduled tonight to play at University Heights there in Hopkinsville at 6:30. It's the All-A Classic Sectional, and Murray will try to pick up that win. Weather-wise, that might be something that'll be moved to some point, but we'll wait and see on that. Meanwhile, Callaway County is off until Tuesday when they host Graves County. Some other baseball from yesterday: Hopkins Central doubled up Paducah-Tillman 6-3. Tillman also got a win yesterday, beating St. Mary 6-4. Marshall County whitewashed Carlisle County 10-0. Mayfield nipped Graves County 4-3. Hickman County 7, South Fulton 1. Over in Region 2, Trigg County a 4-1 winner over Todd Central. Caldwell County beat Madisonville 8-0. Livingston Central a 4-1 winner over Crittenden County. And Lyon County down Dawson Springs 11-1. Peyton Smothers cracked a grand slam as Marshall County rolled by Callaway County as we turn to softball. 7-1 the score there in Draftonville. With that loss, the Lakers fall to 8-15. I know yesterday I told you, and we just go by the schedule that we see, and on the schedule it still had Murray playing Lyon County. That was incorrect. They didn't play because they're on their way to Owensboro tomorrow, where they will play at Jack Fisher Park in the Touchstone Energy All-A Classic State Tournament. First region champions battling Middlesbrough at 10 a.m., so we certainly wish Murray the best of luck in their quest for yet another state championship for the school after the girls turned the trick earlier this season. And the boys, remember, they went to the championship game in basketball. Other softball from yesterday: Carlisle County, a 7-6 winner over Ballard Memorial. Graves County crushed Mayfield 18-4. McCracken County, number one in the state, and they continue to play like it. They beat Tillman 14-0, Livingston Central 5, and Crittenden County 3. On to college baseball, and you got to give Joey Lucchesi a lot of credit there at Southeast Missouri. 17 strikeouts. That ties the single-game record for Southeast Missouri as the Red Hawks defeated Murray State 10-3 last night in the opener of a three-game series in Cape Girardeau. Ramsey Scott and Reed Thompson leading the Racers with two hits each in the loss. SEMO won its 30th game of the season, outhitting the Racers 13-8. Starter Brad Bogle lasted just 3 2/3 innings and taking the loss. The Racers now 21-22 overall, 9-2 in the OVC. Now, game two of the series, as we're taping this, scheduled for tonight at 6, they could move that ahead due to rain on the way in that area. We'll wait and see what they do with that. Murray State softball, they return home this weekend. Fingers crossed they can get these games in. I'm not sure. But they'll host UT Martin for three home games, two Saturday, one Sunday at Racer Field. Now, prior to Sunday's game, the Racers will honor the four seniors from this year's team: J.J. Francis, Erica Howard, Shelby Miller, and Breanne Sanders. The games also hold major postseason implications for both teams. UT Martin, they're in fifth place in the OVC standings, and Murray State clinging to eighth place. Only the top eight teams go in the final OVC tournament tiebreaker right now belongs to Murray over Belmont. So they need to keep winning to hang on to that. Play begins at 1 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday. Now, again, weather will probably play a role, but we hope not. Kentucky's athletic director says he's confident that the university's women's basketball coach can reverse the exodus of players and coaches. The AD, Mitch Barnhart, yesterday said that there are some things he'd like to see fixed, but he doesn't think Coach Matthew Mitchell needs to be replaced. Six players, two recruits, three assistant coaches have left the Wildcats since October. Matthew Mitchell held a press conference to address that, and yesterday the athletic director, Mitch Barnhart, backed him up. The Cardinals, well, you thought they had a great chance. I know I did. They went 2 of 3 against Arizona, and last night it's Waka against Ruby De La Rosa. Come on. You just wondered how much the Cardinals would win by. Well, that didn't happen.
With Rick Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals finished their road trip through San Diego and Phoenix going 4-3, losing last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-0. Too much Ruby De La Rosa, Rick.
He was outstanding. 10 strikeouts, a career high for him. He mixed all of his pitches very well. The Cardinals didn't get a lot of good swings on him, and it took till the 9th inning for them to get a runner to third base.
Now the Cardinals come home and play the Washington Nationals for 3, the Philadelphia Phillies for 4, then the Pittsburgh Pirates for 3. It will be great to get back home. And the pitching matchup tonight has Steven Strasburg 3-0 going against Mike Leake 0-2 at 7:15.
And Strasburg seems a little rejuvenated. He's off to a 3-0 start. This Nationals team is going to be very tough. Mike Leake was the Cardinals' best starting pitcher in spring training. Hasn't pitched as well here in April. Maybe he can get back on track.
But yesterday it was Ruby De La Rosa going 7 innings in all. The Cardinals managed only 3 hits and lost to the Diamondbacks 3-0. Airtime for game 1 of the homestand tonight is 6:20.
All right, thanks a lot, John Rooney. And that we'll have all the games, by the way, live on 1340 WNBS as usual. Anytime you want to know what time the Cardinal games come on the air, really easy. Go to 1340WNBS.com, look at the front page, and on the right side, we have all of our games listed right there in the air times for those on all of our stations, which include WOFC and Froggy. By the way, just got word yesterday, we usually can get it, but until they officially let us know, we don't know. And last year we had a lot of fun with this, but once again, we have signed on to bring you the Triple Crown horse races this year. Last year was fantastic with American Pharoah working Triple Crown magic. Can it go back-to-back years? Well, we don't know. But we will have all the races on, beginning with the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May, and we'll have all of them. They're on our sister station now, 1130 WOFC. We have some conflicts with some Cardinal games, so that's why we usually will put those over there. But it's the horse racing, and you can catch those again on 1130 WOFC. We'll have more information as those races approach. Memphis Redbirds last night getting a loss. Xavier Scruggs singled in the winning run of the 10th inning. The Redbirds losing to the Zephyrs 2-1. In New Orleans, Dean Anna singled in the only run for Memphis as the former Cardinal bit the hand that once fed them. Miguel Sokolovich took the loss in the second of the four-game set tonight. St. Louis Blues opened the second round of their Stanley Cup playoff series tonight against the Stars in Dallas. Game one of the best-of-seven Western Conference semifinals get underway at 7. St. Louis beat Chicago in 7 in the first round. Dallas down Minnesota in 6. Now, the NFL draft underway, the LA Rams, you probably know that by now, selecting Cal quarterback Jared Goff with the number one overall pick. North Dakota State quarterback Carson Wentz selected second by the Eagles. And then it was the Tennessee Titans' turn. Let's join the NFL Network. The Titans trading up with Cleveland. And here's what it sounded like last night.
The Cleveland Browns have traded the 8th pick to the Tennessee Titans. With the 8th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Jack Conklin, tackle, Michigan State.
So they take Jack Conklin as the offensive lineman, and Tunsil drops even further. So Tennessee does get the protection for Marcus Mariota that everybody thought they needed, including them, obviously. And they go with Michigan State's Jack Conklin.
And I think Taylor Lewan's job is safe for now. If Tunsil had gone there, they could have kicked Taylor Lewan to right tackle. With this kid, I think Lewan stays on the left. Conklin goes to the right, and you've got your bookend tackles for Mariota.
And to do that, the Browns add another third-round selection. That gives them three of those now.
Wow.
And a second-rounder next year, too.
Wow. They got to start using those picks, and I'm sure they'll use them at some point.
This makes sense. You got a superstar coming up at quarterback, Mariota. Protect him with your tackles. Maybe their next bet, they'll go for wide receivers, and they're going to be off and running.
And they knew if they stayed at 15, Conklin would be long gone.
And with all the talk about Tunsil, let's not forget, this is a very, very good football player. I talked to a lot of people that had this guy as their number one tackle in the draft. They fell in love with him on and off the field, and they'll think his ceiling is very high.
The interesting thing about Jack Conklin from Michigan State, hey, he was a walk-on over there, and he earned himself a scholarship, ends up to be an All-American. This guy's really something.
All right, rounds 2 and 3. Are tonight in Chicago. That's going to wrap it up. You can always check out more information. Anything that we get new sports-wise that affects you locally will go up on our new Facebook page. Just check out WNBS if you haven't already. Facebook, WNBS, search for that, and there we are. Any new information that we get, we will pass that along to you. Plus, we go ahead and put our news, weather, and sports on there for a daily basis. So if you miss us telling you, you can get that whenever you want it on Facebook and also on our webpage at 1340WNBS.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.